Welcome back, everybody, here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High with you this morning. And again, I know we have not had a lot of open line today, but we'll get to it here in just a little bit. But we do have Brad from the Coffeyville Friends of Animals online. And Brad, good morning, sir. How are you doing today?
I am fantastic. How are you?
I am doing good. Good to hear you from you today. And I know, I know you guys are still kind of doing still doing a few hours each day. I think it's been 2 to 4. Is that what you guys are still sticking with as of right now?
Yeah, we're 2 to 4 Tuesday through Saturday, and we are closed on Sundays and Mondays right now.
And for the July 4th holiday weekend, are you guys going to be closed like tomorrow and Saturday, or are you guys still going to be open?
We will still be open.
There we go. So there you go. And go out there and get it. Check out the animals for your 4th of July holiday. So be sure to get out there. There's lots of great animals out there. And Brad, if you want to go ahead, let's get started. And we can start with the dogs. We can talk about the stars out there at the shelter.
Yeah, absolutely. Real quick, while we're talking about the 4th of July and everything, it's a good time, and you hear it from us every year, but it's a good time to remind everybody that we need to take care of those four-legged creatures, those four-legged babies that we have, because they do not care for the fireworks.
No, they don't.
I got four tips that we put on Facebook that we really want to remind people of and take into consideration, but the first one being, you try to create a quiet space for them, bathroom, something like that, closet, something, just a quiet room, fans, radios, and TVs, they can act as sound buffers and, help a little with the big booms and whatnot. And then number two, stay calm or stay away is what I put on Facebook. The reason that I say that is that the animals, they feed off of our energy, and if we're excited about those fireworks and we're having a good time, the dogs and cats, they're going to act accordingly. So try to stay calm if you're around them, because excitement equals stress. And then number three, a big one, make sure that you have your ID on your pet. A good thing, a lot of people are doing it now, they're writing their phone numbers and their name on their dog's or cat's collars. It's easy for somebody, if they find them, to see that collar and call you and get your baby back home. And make sure that they have their tags on, and, of course, that they're up to date on rabies. That's always, but really, really consider it and try to make that happen for this 4th of July holiday. And then number four, we recommend consulting with your vet. If you have a dog that has extreme anxiety, see if there's any medications that they can provide you to ease your dog's stress level and their fear. So, anyways, those are our tips for the 4th of July. And
yeah, because
the
dogs and cats, they're not wild about that stuff at all.
No.
They're like, nope, I'm done with this.
It's scary for them.
Yeah, it is. I mean, because their hearing is so much more sensitive than ours, so it probably sounds a lot louder to them than it does to us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And they have no idea what it is.
Yeah, they're like all of a sudden just big booms that's scaring them, and they have no clue what it's coming from. So they don't know if they're about to get attacked or something,
Exactly. And if your dog is scared of thunder, which Tucker here at the shelter, he is scared of thunder, odds are they're going to be scared of fireworks. So,
right.
Anyways, we do have some really good things happening. I myself took 6 dogs to Great Plains SPCA this last Sunday. It's a large rescue group in Kansas City, fantastic about taking care of their dogs and finding excellent homes for them. So that was great. And Draco, who has been on the open line list for forever now, finally made it up there.
That's great. That's awesome to hear.
Yeah. It makes the heart happy. Curly, who has also been on that, he's actually been here 3 months longer than Draco. He's headed to a Kansas City, Missouri rescue on Monday. So
awesome! That is so good. I'm glad to hear that for those guys, because I know they've been there a while. So
yes, they have. It was time for them to go. It's great. It's fantastic. So they were ready to go.
I bet you they were like, oh, I'm tired of being here. I want to go somewhere. All right.
I still have Paco, who is available. He's our Delta Malinois. He's a really pretty dog. He's about 1.5 years old, and he is neutered. So he's a $30 adoption. Super sweet, but he is super nervous. He needs a home that's going to have some patience with him and understand that he's either had some trauma early on in his life, or he just doesn't understand how things work yet. So in no way aggressive, just super, super shy, and easily scared. So he is available for adoption. We have, real quick, dogs like this, in the time that I've been at the shelter, it seems like dogs like Paco that have had a rough past are the most grateful and end up making some of the best dogs that people ever get, because their bond seems to be stronger with their adopters and the people that they learn to trust. So just want to put that out there for his benefit, I guess. And then we have Cecina. Cecina is a 4-year-old state female. She is a pit bull. She's on the smaller side, so some might consider her a pocket bully. She's tan and white. She's undergoing heartworm treatment still. She actually goes in for her second round of heartworm injections. So she should be good to go in about a month, and we're going to be looking hard for a home for her. We have Glenn. Glenn is a 4-year-old black lab and hound mix. Sweet guy. He loves to run. And he does get along with other dogs. I had him in the office with Tucker, and they got along pretty well. No issues at all. He is intact, so he'd be a $75 adoption. We have Peanut. Peanut is also a $30 adoption because he's neutered. He needs to stay away from chickens, but again, he is good with Tucker. He loves to play with Tucker, and he had a play date with another dog, so he is dog friendly. Super sweet. He's a large, probably 55-pound guy, about 2 years old, and he's a lab mix. We have Ruby Rose. She's probably about 5 years old as well. She's a large terrier mix. She is brindle. Super sweet dog. No sit. Loves to sit and loves to get treats. We have Diablo. Diablo's a lab mix. Like I said before, I call him Bat Dog because of the texture of his hair and the color. It's like the black and brown, really dark brown. Really pretty dog. He is blind in one eye, so he looks pretty cool. He's got this one white, you know, because clouded over. I'll have the vet look at it, and it's not infected or anything, so it's a look. Nothing wrong with him other than he is blind. Sweet dog. He's about 1 to 2 years old. We have Douglas, who is a 1-year-old male. He's black and has some white on his chest and a spot on his neck. He may have some collie in there as well. He doesn't. Sometimes we let them run to the kennel and back and forth. And a couple times he hasn't wanted to do that, wanted to come back or cooperate. And then I realized I named him Douglas, and if somebody had named me Douglas, I wouldn't wouldn't want to come either. So,
he's like, oh, I'm going to stay out here.
No offense to anybody that's named Douglas.
Actually. Right.
We still have Solo. Solo is a pit bull. He is brindle, really pretty red brindle and white markings. Very sweet guy. He needs to be an only animal. He doesn't do well with other dogs, cats. Really needs an experienced adopter to take him in. We still have Freckles. Freckles is a 1-year-old healer. He's mostly white with just the blue specks thrown in. He's got black on his head and some brown markings. Really pretty dog. He is also dog friendly. He needs to stay away from chickens and cats, though. That's part of the reason why he was here. But he's definitely, he'll catch your eye if you're walking through the shelter. Really pretty, pretty dog. And then today, just this morning, about 20 minutes ago, I had somebody show up with six to 8 month old pups. They're pretty large. We were going to get them on Facebook, but they will be up for adoption, and we may be sending some to rescue. So pay attention to our Facebook page if you want to see them. We still have a handful of cats, and we do have some kittens that will be available soon. I have two male kittens that are about 3 months old, and then I have one gray male kitten. He's about 3 months old as well. We still have, you know, I don't know if the joke's getting old with you guys, but the king of social distancing, Turtle. Turtle's still here.
We love Turtle.
If I could have Turtle would be in my home with me. Seriously, he is the most, and I've been telling people, I've tried to tell him to people when they come in, tell him that he is one of the most affectionate cats that we have ever had at the shelter. He's about 3 years old. He's going to want to cuddle all the time. He doesn't have a mean bone in his body. Somebody take this guy. He's only a $30 adoption that covers basic vaccinations, worming, and his neuter. So,
believe me, if I could take him, if my place said you could have pets, I'd definitely take him, because I hear about him every week, and it's just I know his name was Sky, but I probably end up still calling him Turtle all the time. So
it stuck. Socks came in with him, same time as Turtle, same age, got the same color. Socks has some more white and has a really pretty pink nose. Again, about 3 years old, male, $30 adoption. Angus, we talked about Angus quite a bit, but he got adopted last week, and he is doing well in his new home. So that is another good story. Angus was the big gray cat that we had that I said reminded me of a mountain lion. And then we have Jackie. Jackie's up for adoption. Super sweet 2-year-old female, long-haired tabby, kind of like a calico tabby-looking cat. Very sweet. And then we have Nigel. I think he got called Jake last week because I made a mistake. But his name is Nigel. He's a big old boy, around 7 years old. He was found outdoors. He's probably going to enjoy being an indoor and outdoor cat. Isn't huge on being picked up, but he loves to be petted. Like a lot of cats. So that's the crew. We have some kittens that will be available in 3 or 4 weeks, and we're just waiting to be weaned and get healthy.
Absolutely. So it sounds like a great crew out there. Lots of dogs and cats. Be sure to get out there Tuesday through Saturday between 2 and 4 if you want to see them in person. Also, pictures of them are being put up on Facebook as well, I do believe. Yep. If you're still not comfortable heading out, there's another way there to look at it. And if anybody has any questions, though, and they would like to get a hold of you, how can they get a hold of you?
Our phone was down for a little while, but it is back up. You can call the shelter at 620-252-6060. You can text me at 620-252-9046, or you can get a hold of us on our Facebook page. And on the mask situation, or if somebody's not comfortable coming into the building, we are happy to coordinate adoptions or reclaims outside. We will do our best to make it happen and get these guys an awesome home.
All right. Well, again, Brad, thank you so much for calling in today and letting us know about all the great guys out there, guys and girls out there. And hopefully they can all find a forever home pretty soon.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much, Brad. You have a great day, sir.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, that was Brad from Coffeyville Friends of Animals telling us about all the great animals out there at the shelter. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll have some open line and maybe a few other things. I know there's some severe weather around the area, and we'll get to that here in just a few minutes. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Thursday morning.